Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep on the intro stretch edit from scratch in Ableton Live 12, with that jungle and old school DNB energy in mind. This is one of those edits that can instantly make a tune feel like a proper record, because you're not just adding bars before the drop, you're shaping anticipation. You're giving the track a breath, a pulse, and a sense of movement before the main impact lands. If you think about classic jungle and darker DNB intros, they're rarely empty, even when they feel spacious. Something is always telling the listener where the energy is headed. It might be a chopped break, a filtered bass hint, a vocal stab, a texture drifting in the background, or just the way the rhythm is being stretched across time. That's the mindset for this lesson. We're building tension through editing, not just through plugin tricks. Start by setting up a fresh Ableton Live 12 project and locking the tempo into that DNB zone, around 170 to 174 BPM if you want the classic feel, or a touch slower, if you're aiming for something darker and more halftime adjacent. Before you get lost in sound design, get the structure right. Create a main break track, a second audio track for extra chops and fills, a MIDI track for sub or res support, an audio track for atmospheres and FX, and a return track for delay or reverb. I also want you thinking about headroom right away. Keep your master peaks around -6 dB while building. That might sound like a boring technical detail, but it matters a lot in stretched intros because the low mids can pile up fast. A section can feel powerful while secretly getting cloudy, and in DNB that cloudiness usually shows up before the drop even arrives. Now choose your source material with intent. For this kind of intro, the best sources are usually something with rhythm and character already built in. An amen style break is the obvious choice, but you could also use a swingy old-school loop, a vocal stab, a Rhodes chord, a pad hit, or even a single textured synth note. The key is that the source should have enough identity to survive being stretched and chopped. Drag the clip into arrangement and set the warp mode properly. Use Beats for drum material, Complex Pro for vocals, pads, and tonal samples, and Tones for sustained monophonic notes if you want a more focused stretch. This is where a lot of people get lazy. They stretch something, hear it go strange, and assume that's just the sound. But usually the problem is the warp mode or the warp markers, not the source itself. For break loops, tighten the important hits so the kick and snare land where you want them, but don't flatten the life out of the performance. Jungle and old school DNB live on micro timing. A little drag, a little push, a slightly late ghost note, those things are part of the feel. If you make everything perfect, you can actually make the break feel smaller. That's the opposite of what we want. A really strong move here is to duplicate the clip and create two versions. Make one version tighter and more controlled, and another version a little looser and more organic. Then you can alternate between them or crossfade them as the intro develops. That gives you movement without needing a whole new musical idea. Now let's build the intro from chopped phrase layers instead of one long looping section. This is a much more musical way to stretch energy. Slice the break into pieces using Command or Control plus E, and think in one bar, half bar, and quarter bar fragments. In the first four bars, keep it sparse. Let the tail hits, rim shots, ghost snares, or filtered hats do the talking. Then in bars 5 to 8, bring in a fuller break phrase. By bars 9 to 12, you can introduce the actual stretch feel, where longer tails and repeated micro-edits start to create that sense of expansion. Then in the last four bars, start adding fills, reverse hits, and tension builders so the section earns its way into the drop. This is one of the big ideas in the lesson. The listener should always know what the main clue is. Early on, the clue might be the break. Later it might be a vocal texture or a bass hint. Then it might become the fill or the pickup into the drop. If too many elements compete at once, the intro loses focus. So think in layers of attention, not just layers of audio. A very effective technique in jungle and DNB is to repeat a single drum fragment with tiny changes. For example, repeat a snare, but nudge one hit a little late for drag, or mute the second kick in a bar so the rhythm opens up, or offset a ghost note by a few milliseconds so the groove feels alive. These tiny differences matter because they keep the ear engaged. The intro feels edited, but not sterile. Now let's shape the stretch with automation, because this is where the section starts feeling intentional rather than just chopped. On the break track, automate an auto-filter cutoff from low and murky up into brighter territory over time. You can start around 200 to 500 Hz and open all the way up into the top end by the end of the intro. Use resonance carefully. Just a little bit can give you a nice nasal lift, but too much and the whole mix starts to whistle. You can also automate utility gain for tiny rises, or for a little dip before a fill so the next hit lands harder. If you want more of that classic stretched feel, play with clip transposition or warp marker spacing so the phrase feels like it's expanding in time. And once you've got something that feels right, commit to it. Resample the section to audio. That's a pro move, because it lets you stop endlessly tweaking the same clip and start editing the rendered result like a real record. That resampling step is huge. It gives you a second generation of material. You can reverse a tiny section, slice it differently, or make a new fill from the bounced audio. Often the moment you commit, the whole thing starts sounding more finished and less like a demo. Next, let's add a ghost bass presence. In darker DNB, the intro often benefits from the hint of a bass line, without fully exposing it. Use operator, wave-eatable, or analog to create a simple sub or a reslayer. Keep it minimal. Maybe it's just one note, maybe it's a pedal tone, maybe it answers the break at the end of every four bars. The point is not to start the full groove early. The point is to suggest power. For the sub, keep it mono and clean. For a res, high pass it so it doesn't fight the sub lane and keep it filtered enough that it reads as tension rather than full-on bass line. A touch of saturation can help. A little drive on the res or sub can thicken the harmonics and make it feel more present on smaller speakers. But don't let it take over. The intro should tease the drop, not give the whole game away. Another powerful DNB trick is to use call and response. Let the break phrase say something, then have the bass or a stab answer it. Even a tiny bass punctuation at the end of a phrase can make the section feel much more deliberate. That's especially effective in old-school inspired edits, because it mirrors the way classic records use contrast and space. Now bring in atmosphere and transition effects, but be disciplined. This is where people often overdo it. A strong intro stretch usually feels massive because it's clean, not because it's crowded. Use hybrid reverb, echo, simple reverb, or even vinyl distortion and drum bus if you want a little grit. But keep the low end protected. High pass your return around 200 to 300 HC, and carve out the muddy zone around 250 to 500 HC if the atmosphere starts clouding the break. Think of the atmospheric layer as a frame, not a blanket. It should widen the scene without washing out the drums. And if you want a transition moment, keep it simple. A reverse cymbal, a noise swell, a snare roll, or a short tape stop style move can be enough. You do not need five giant risers stacked together. In DNB, one well-placed transition often hits harder than a whole effects parade. Now group your break elements into a drum bus and glue them together. This is where the intro starts feeling like a single piece of music. Use drum bus lightly for a little drive and wait. Maybe some transient shaping if the break has softened up. Then use a glue compressor with a slowish attack, medium release, and only a couple dB of gain reduction. If the section starts getting thick around 250 to 400 HZ, clean that area up with EQ8. Be careful not to over-quantize or over-process the break bus. Jungle and old-school DNB work, because they still feel human. You want edited energy, not sterilized perfection. If the break feels too stiff, duplicate it and process the duplicate differently. One copy can be punchier, another can be filtered and softer. Blend them until the groove feels alive. At this stage, start thinking about the intro as a story. Every four or eight bars should do something meaningful. Maybe the first four bars are minimal and murky. Then the next four bars open up the groove. Then the next four bars add more density and tension. Then the final bars create the handoff into the drop. If nothing changes for too long, the edit feels static. If everything changes constantly, it feels random. You want controlled evolution. A great advanced move is to build a one-bar edit cell and duplicate it with variations. Change one drum hit, one FX tail, or one bass note each time. That tiny change is often enough to stop the intro from feeling looped. And don't forget silence. Silence is a rhythmic event. A short dropout before a snare pickup or bass entrance can be more powerful than another fill. Sometimes the hardest hit in the intro is the moment the track briefly steps back. If you want to push the section even further, try one of the advanced variations. A halftime illusion intro can work really well, where the break keeps moving at full tempo, but the bass or texture accents arrive more slowly, making the whole thing feel like it's breathing. Or try a ghost drop intro, where you briefly hint at the full groove, then strip it away again before the actual drop. That almost there moment can create insane anticipation if you use it sparingly. You can also build a micro stutter near the end, where one snare or vocal slice gets repeated at very short lengths and gradually tightens before release. Just keep it subtle. If it turns into a glitch effect, you've gone too far for this style. The goal is still to feel like a DJ-friendly DNB edit, not a sound design showcase. Before you call it done, check the mono compatibility, collapse the width and make sure the kick, snare, sub, and main brakes still make sense. The sub should stay centered and stable. The brake should still punch. Nothing below about 120 hp should be facey or overly widened. And if you mute the FX and atmospheres, the intro should still read as a strong DNB phrase. That's the real test. FX should enhance the edit, not carry it. A lot of intro stretches fall apart in the 200 hp to 1.5 kHz zone, so listen there carefully. That's where the body of the brake, the bass harmonics, and the tails of your effects often collide. If things sound cloudy, solve it there before you reach for more top-end sparkle. The mid-range is usually where the real battle is won.